on bass, Billy Cox. On drums, Mr. Buddy Miles. On guitar and vocals, Mr. Jimmy Hendrix.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Jimmy Carl Black, the Indian of the group, is going to sing his all-time favorite, "There's a Big Dilemma About My Big Leg, Emma." And I might also add that the whole grotesque event this evening is being recorded for posterity by Stephen Waldman, who's lurking in the background there. And it's all being pumped through the PA system and through these three spectacularly placed microphones in the front. So we get a realistic recording of exactly what we sound like in the arc.
This is Vin Magazzini, and the show will begin in just a minute. It's called Acoustic Ceiling.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. It is March 19th, 2016. I'm Ben Magazzini. On today's program, we have Maria McNeil and Tali Free. They'll be live in the studio. If you want to hear anything, call me at 617-627-3800. This is WMFO in Medford. Okay, without further ado, this is WMFO in Medford, and coming up we have Tali Freed and Maria McNeil, but before that, I'm going to be playing some music while they set up. They'll be live in the studio, so we got quite a show coming up, and playing live music is always a treat, and Tali Freed is back on the program, and it's one of the joys of my life to have her on the show live. And this, yes, it is. It's true. This is WMFO in Medford, and yes, it is. It's true.
If you wear red tonight, remember what I said. More, it's true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand. It is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's true. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's acoustic ceiling time, and it's time to shatter the acoustic ceiling. And what better way than with Iggy Pop on WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
nothing but my name.
This is Acoustic Ceiling, and our names are, I'm Vin Magazzini, we have...
Tally Freed.
And...
Maria McNeil.
Okay, we're live in the studio. This is not recorded. This is the way radio should be, and that's how it is today. We have a song coming up by Maria McNeil, and the name of the song, Maria?
Is What Can I Do?
Excellent. Okay, without further ado, why don't you take it away?
Okay. Stretches like a feline's paw, reaching out for a lover, gentle yet strong. When the light fades away, so can the courage from the day. But that's when we need her the most.
Can I do for you? You can sing some wonderful music. That sounded great. Very nice, Maria. Way to go. Tali Fried, I think you're going to be singing next. So we'll be making the change in the studio. If you want to hear, I want to hear what you have to say out there. Give us a call, 617-627-3800. That song, very nice. Was that an original song?
Yes, it is.
And which means you wrote it?
I did, yeah.
All right. That's Maria McNeil. And headed right, up next is Tali Fried. Tali Fried is a local musician. She is in the Boston area, and she'll be playing at the Lily Pad. We'll have more information coming up with that in just a little bit. And Maria McNeil is in Kentucky. And how can they hear from you, Maria? Is there any way? What's the best way?
Best way is to check out the SoundCloud that I've got for original music. And also, I have a voice studio, McNeilVoiceStudio.com.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll be talking a little bit more about that. But without further ado, if you're ready, Tali, take it away.
All right. So this is a cover song. Just something I thought would be fun. Blunderbuss.
Okay, cool. Very nice. Hey there. What do you want to do next? Both of you? Yes?
Sure.
Okay. Next is a duet. It's Tali Fried and Maria McNeil. Do you want to talk a little bit about the song you're about to do?
Sure. So,
if you didn't want to talk about them, that would be kind of awkward, but I'm glad you want to talk about it. Go ahead.
It's an old, well, not too old song, but it's by John Renborn, who was in Pentangle, and it's kind of a medieval sounding song, and I learned it originally from an album by Susanna and Georgia Rose Parks. The Revels also does a version. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. Pentangle's great British folk group from days of yore, and I heard a little bit of when they were warming up earlier, and it sounded great. So Give a listen to this, folks. It's Tali Freed and Maria McNeil.
Praise to the moon, bright queen of the skies, jewel of the black night, the light of our eyes. Brighter than starlight, whiter than snow, look down on us in the darkness below. If well you should find us, then well let us stay. Be it seven times better when you make your way. Be it seven times better when we greet the dawn. So light up our way and keep us from all harm. Give strength to the weary, give alms to the poor, to the tainted and needy, five senses restore. Give song to our voices, give sight to our eyes, to see the sun bow as the new moon shall rise. Cast your eyes downward to our dwelling place, three times for favor and three times for grace. Over the dark clouds your face for to see, to banish misfortune and keep Trinity. In the name of the waters which spring from the earth, in the name of the rivers to whom they gave birth, in the name of the oceans, the seven deep seas, all praise to the moon for eternity.
That was beautiful. Very, very, very nice. Do you want to do something together again, or Maria or Tali? Who's going next?
I guess I'm going next.
Tali's going next. And what song would you like to play, Tali?
I think I will do a song that it's a John Denver song.
Oh, lovely John Denver.
Yeah. And over the summer, my grandma gave me her old 8-track player, and I found an 8-track with this song on it, and so I thought, oh, this is such a cool song, and just talks about kind of like the ups and downs of life.
Okay, that's really cool. This is WMFO in Medford, and you are listening to Acoustic Sailing. Today we have a live performance by Maria McNeil and Tali Freed, and they are simply divine. So here's more music from Tali Freed right now on WMFO Medford.
On the road of experience, I'm trying to find my own way. Sometimes I wish that I could fly away. I think that I'm moving, suddenly things stand still. I'm afraid 'cause I think they always will. And I'm looking for space and to find out who I am. And I'm looking to know and understand. It's a sweet, sweet dream. Sometimes I'm almost there. Sometimes I fly like an eagle. And sometimes I'm deep in despair. All alone in the universe. Sometimes that's how it seems. I get lost in the sadness and the scream.
the center, suddenly everything's clear. I find myself in the sunshine and my dreams, and I'm looking for space and to find out who I am. And I'm looking to know and understand. Oh, it's a sweet, sweet dream. Sometimes I'm almost there. Sometimes I fly like an eagle, and sometimes I'm deep in despair. On the road of experience, joining the living day. If there's an answer, it's just that, it's just that way. When you're looking for space and to find out who you are, when you're looking to try and reach the stars, it's a sweet, sweet, sweet dream. Sometimes I'm almost there. Sometimes I fly like an eagle, and sometimes I'm deep in despair. Sometimes I fly like an eagle. I go flying high. I go flying high.
All right, don't leave on a jet plane, you. That's John Denver. You know that song, I'm Leaving on a Jet Plane?
Yeah.
John Denver wrote that song.
Yeah.
And that's a great tune. And I didn't know that one, Looking for Space.
Yeah.
Very nice, John Denver. Interesting. Now we know. So is it Maria McNeil time?
Yep, it's my turn.
And the song you want to play is?
This one's called Never Let Go.
Never Let Go. Never let go of your dreams. Keep it locked here on WMFO in Medford. Maria, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, break into it.
Late at night when I'm alone, wishing you would come on home. All I seem to do is watch the time go by. And when I wake and you're not there, it makes me feel like you don't care. But I know you're not out there for good times. So just remember, you have my heart. Just remember, never let go. Now I don't sit around all day thinking about our silly ways. I just hope you come home all right. I know you said to let worry go, just simply watch when you write or phone. But this is not how I pictured our lives. So just remember, you have my heart. Just remember, please, never let go. And write to you, just know how much I miss you. Your morning kisses will arrive soon. And when you think my heart's not there, read this note and know I care. Our love is strong and will survive. So
terrific. Maria, you wrote that song, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Very nice. And it's funny, some of the piano bits reminded me of Vince Guaraldi and, you know, Linus and Lucy. yeah, very similar to that style. But don't misunderstand me, it's completely your own, but just had that reminiscent of that Linus and Lucy sound of Vince Guaraldi, who's one of my favorite pianists. Very nice. Very, very nice. Do you want to sing something together? Do you want to switch? Do you want to keep it? Maria, what do you want to do?
I guess we can keep switching.
Okay. Tali Freed's up next. It's kind of, they're passing the microphone back and forth like the proverbial baton. And this next song, it's either going to be Anarchy in the UK or is it Bank Robber by The Clash? No, what's the song, Tali? What are you going to do? Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. What was it? No. The coughing song. Yes.
I'll do Jack Johnson Constellations.
A Constellation by Tali Freed.
Oh, actually, by Jack Johnson.
No, but you're singing it.
Oh, yes, I am.
So this is Tali Freed live on Acoustic Sailing.
All right. Leaving in the west, it was blue. The children's laughter sang and skipping just like the stones they threw. Their voices echoed across the way. It's getting there. It was just another night with a sunset and a moonrise not so far behind to give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars. Listen to Papa's translations of the stories across the sky. We drew our own constellations. Often lasts too long, but when they calm down, nothing ever feels the same. Sheltered under the Kamani tree, waiting for the passing rain clouds keep moving to uncover the scene. The stars above us chasing the day away to find the stories that we sometimes need to listen close enough. All else fades away. Oh, it was just another night with a sunset and a moon rise not so far behind. Give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars. Listen to all the translations of the stories across the sky. Our own constellations. It was just another night with a sunset and a moonrise not so far behind to give us just enough light to lay down underneath the stars. Listen to all the translations, the stories across the sky.
Okay, hey, let's have a little chat. Tali Freed, she is a singer, songwriter, voice teacher, and she has just recently published Pass Your Own Audition. And you can find that at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
It's Pass Your Own Audition. It's by Tali Freed. That's T-A-L-I-F-R-E-E-D. Tali Freed. Tell us about Pass Your Own Audition.
Sure. Thank you. Well, it's a book. It's a 100-day self-esteem, self-care workbook for singers or aspiring singers. And it basically, I got the idea because there's not a lot of literature in the vocal literature that deals with just basically self-confidence.
at least not that I found. And it basically deals with the concept Pass Your Own Audition basically was an idea like, if you feel good enough to practice, then you'll practice. Mm-hmm. But if you're being so hard on yourself that you don't even want to practice, then you're not going to get any music done.
Yeah. Do you talk about in the book, I haven't read the book yet, do you talk about 20 hours, or no, not 20, is it 10 or 20? I think it's 20,000 hours of practice. Do you talk about that in the book to get like really significantly terrific at something?
Yeah, actually, I heard the 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I actually did mention that in the book because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, or that saying, like, how do you write a good song? Write 100 bad songs.
Yeah.
And you just have to do the work. And I feel passionate about helping people just make music because sometimes people might think, oh, I have to be on the radio to do my song has to be played on the radio or else it's not good. And
right.
it's like, well, you have to just take small steps and think about the things that you do that help you out. And so it's got some daily reflection. Some of it's making up some affirmations that help you feel good. And
yeah, I always get the sense of people think that someone can be a overnight sensation, and yet there's 9,000, 29,000, maybe 39,000 hours put in to get to that level of being an overnight sensation or getting their foot in the door. How about you, Maria McNeil? Have you practiced 99,000 hours yet? I mean, how long have you been practicing for?
Probably.
Does it feel that way sometimes?
It definitely feels that way, yes. but yeah, you can definitely get very critical of yourself. Natalie has been super helpful in inspiring you to just relax and enjoy what mm-hmm. you're doing, like to go back to basics.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I don't want to, give you, the two of you, big heads, but you have a lot of God-given talent, and that's very, very special. It's something that a lot of people don't have, and I hope you take care of it and nurture it. I mean, really, it's something unique. So there's a, you know, for every 100 singers, only, you know, five you really want to listen to. The other 95, they're not, you know, there's something about it that doesn't, you know, kind of get to that level. And in my opinion, it's sort of like there's, you know, there's many, many writers out there, but only certain ones you want to read, you know? Mm. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying, you know, that it's an elitist thing or anything like that. I just mean that in pure, some people gut it. There's a spark or magic. There's something likable about what they do in terms of, you know, it could be, you know, painting. It could be drawing. It could be singing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we're both voice teachers too. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of our job is finding that spark and helping the students believe in themselves enough to practice and enough to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if the two of you are, you know, divers, swimmers or, you know, pool divers. I mean, you jumped in the water quite a bit. You got wet a lot. You know what I'm saying? And the two of you, I can tell this is not your second time singing, you know? I mean, thousands and thousands of times you've practiced and sang. I mean, it's pretty... It's noticeable. I mean, it's, you know, without a doubt. I mean, what do you think about that?
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like Natalie was saying, that we're also teachers, and part of it too is making sure, helping people really, you know, connect to what they're singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be what you're meaning by a spark. If you're enjoying it and you're connecting and you believe, you know, you're engaged in the story or whatever, I think that usually gets people, you know, to want to hear you.
Yeah, I think you really have to be someone who is focused and have a lot of self-belief. I really think, you know, those affirmations, mm-hmm. you know, they have to be almost automatic. I mean, there have to be something where you have to very much want to deliver the goods. It's if you want to sing, you got to open your mouth. You know, honestly, if you want to play a guitar, you got to, you know, your fingers have to get really calloused. I mean, if they don't, come on, you're kidding yourself.
Well, I mean, as teachers, we try to inspire people to, like, the thing with my book was I was thinking, like, if I, like, even as a teacher, I have critical thoughts about myself. And, mm-hmm. and it's like, well, what if I just act as if those are not relevant and just keep going? And it's so I try to instill that in my students. Just, you know, it's like you just put one foot in front of the other. And Maria's, you know, taught me things, too, about singing. And
yeah, we teach each other.
Yeah.
Sure. No, I absolutely, absolutely believe it. Do you want to take a break? You want to hear a song, or do you want to sing?
Maybe we'll take a break.
Okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Here's a group that you covered, or you sang a Pentangle-like song.
Cool.
This is Pentangle on WMFO in Medford. Hope you like it. Check it out. from the album Cruel Sister, that was Pentangle with A Maid That's Deep in Love. And right now it's Maria McNeil with You and I. In one moment, it's Maria McNeil with You and I.
Okay. So this is actually a song I co-wrote with Christy Adams.
Smile across the room. Nothing has changed the way I look at you. Two kids in love, two hearts as one. Relive the imprint of no circumstance where you and I will be again. My smile can't reach across the room. It can't say the words I wanna say to you. My dreams were lost, my life was gone. I look back, but it's just been too long. Where you and I will be again. A piece of us stuck in frozen. When we believed in us, oh, promises out in the where you and I will be again. We walked away with goodbyes, goodbyes, goodbyes. We turned away from all those ugly times. We moved on, we let us go. See how the scars have made us grow. And memories fade.
You and I, some pretty emotional music there by Maria McNeil. And now we have Tali freed up. And sure. Get ready, folks. This one is going to knock your socks off. Which one is it, Tali? What do you want to play?
It's called Walk in Your Shoes. Speaking of socks.
Walk in your shoes. It's going to...
Wear your shoes and socks.
Find your walking shoes and... check this one out. It's Tali Freed. It's a Tali Freed original, and it's live right here on WMFO in Medford.
Can I take a walk in your shoes so I can see which way you're gonna choose what you do? One night with this life, take a walk in your shoes, I'd find myself in the places where the love comes easily to me and where my love is best received, and let it in the way you do. Can I take a look from your eyes? Can I borrow your perspective, your point of view? I can see the world as you do. If I could borrow your point of view, I'd see life in possibilities. I'd see that I am part of you and you are part of everything you do. The way you do. Well, life is one moment. I guess I gotta ask you if I wanna understand you. Listen, take a walk, learn in any way I can, learn from wherever I stand, ask you got, you got to where you stand. Oh, can I sing a song from your voice? Can I borrow your inflection, see which words you'd leave out or choose? With one phrase to say something right, but I can speak a word with your voice. I've got my own, and the best I can do is speak and try to understand it.